Hello, my name is Justin Gray, and I am narrating on behalf of Krishna Jaswal, who has made a fortune investing in the safe alternative to the stock market. Hello there, my friend. In this audio, my friend Krishna Jaswal has put together a very special message for you about how you can greatly increase the value of any investment capital you or your IRA currently have in a CD or money market, mutual funds, commodities, stock market, or most anything else. This message is about creating wealth with passive investments secured by real estate for a safe and very attractive return. Most people try to generate a retirement income by following conventional wisdom and letting other people control their money and make decisions for them. By the time they need the money, they discover that they've barely kept up with inflation and the cost of living has risen faster than their investment. This audio is not about conventional wisdom. Show me one super wealthy person who earned his or her wealth that lived by conventional wisdom. If you do things like everyone else, you'll have to be satisfied with the low returns which accompany that following the herd mentality produces. I'll explain more in a minute, but before I do, I suspect you want to know who Krishna is and what qualifies him to be the messenger. About 15 years ago, he was an engineer looking for a way to make more money and get out of the job trap. After a long search, he decided that becoming a real estate investor was what he wanted to do. He made this decision for a lot of reasons that have no bearing on the purpose of this audio. He started with almost nothing and over the next few years became a millionaire buying and selling single family houses and keeping a few along the way. Eventually, he got so good at what he was doing, he chose to share with others the tricks of the trade. He learned these lessons by systematizing the business and making it easier. As of this recording, he has bought almost 200 houses and become very good at what he does. He shares with several people how to create huge incomes, and he feels very proud in saying that we are making millionaires all over the United States and India as well. Now, he is not an attorney or an accountant, and you should know that the information in this message comes from almost 15 years of field experience, not from a classroom. In the beginning of his career, he discovered a little-known method of acquiring capital to buy and rehab houses so he could use them to make a profit. He learned this was not only good for him because it made his job easier, but it was also good for the folks he built business relationships with. Those people were absolutely ecstatic with the results. They saw their money grow at an astounding rate, and when they went to bed at night, they could care less what happened to the market that day. The program was very simple and, in fact, completely hands-off for them. They didn't have to watch the stock charts or call their brokers or wait for the next crash. His job was to go find a good deal on a piece of property that needed rehabbing and agree to buy it at an all-cash wholesale price. It didn't take him long to learn that there are a lot more of these properties available than he could possibly handle. He was buying them at a deeply discounted price because they needed so much work, and he also learned he could do a nice rehab job for a fraction of what some people think it would cost. The problem was, banks and other lending institutions didn't want to lend money on houses that were in poor condition. To make matters worse, Krishna was self-employed, making it even harder to borrow. If that wasn't bad enough, even if he could find a lender to make a loan, they all wanted a substantial down payment, which would severely limit the number of houses he could do at a time. So he found a better way. He started talking to folks with a little money to invest, and created a program where they could lend him and other investors the money to buy and rehab the houses secured with the first mortgage on the property. This became a very lucrative investment vehicle for many of the following reasons. First was the safety issue. You see, he'd only borrow 60 to 65% of the after-repaired value of the house. This left a lot of equity as a safety cushion in case of default. It didn't take his lenders long to figure out that the worst that could happen was if he didn't make the payments, they'd wind up owning the house at a deep discount. If that happened, they could hire a realtor to sell it and make more than their investment. So that wasn't such a bad thing. Next, the higher return is very attractive. You see, he paid his lenders a lot more than any CD or bank deposit would. That was the least they could expect to make regardless of what was happening in the stock market. High return day in and day out, and they could rely on it. This was very attractive back then, and it still is very attractive today. You may be wondering why anyone would be willing to pay a higher rate like he did, but as I mentioned earlier, the cost of money wasn't his main concern. The availability was more important because if he didn't raise the money to buy and fix the house, he couldn't sell it and make the profit. He looked at his lender kind of like a silent partner. He gave them a good, dependable, safe return secured well by real estate. They supplied the short-term capital to grow his business. It was a win-win situation for everyone. Later, Krishna became a lender and has since made several loans to real estate investors using his own money and that of others. Incidentally, making high-interest loans is nothing new. There are companies in your city doing it right now and have been for 40 years or more. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. They survive on lower loan-to-value ratio loans made to owner-occupants. Their niche is people who want to refinance or purchase a home to live in but can't qualify for a nice low-interest loan. Our niche is people who want to buy and sell for a profit. We don't make loans to owner-occupants, and neither will you. Before we get off subject, pull out one of your credit card statements and look at the rates. Congratulations, you're a person who's willing to pay a high interest rate for short-term money that's easy to get. You're placing availability of funds above the cost every time you use one of those cards. Like I said, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Here's a thought. Actually, it's more than just a thought. It's a reality for many of his lenders. What if we turn the tables on the banks and grow rich the same way they have, by using other people's money? When banks make a loan, they do it with your money, the money you're allowing to lie around in savings accounts and CDs that net less than the cost of inflation. You receive a few paltry percentage points while they loan your money out at a higher rate. They receive the difference they refer to as the spread. The spread amounts to billions of dollars monthly. That's why the banks have the big buildings. Why don't you become the bank? If you can borrow at a low rate and safely lend it out at a high rate, you can make a fortune off the spread. That's the beauty of it, making money off the bank's money. Don't you just love it? Incidentally, if you aren't using your own money, you have the best return rate after all. It's called infinity. You see, when you have none of your own money invested, you can't measure the return. Krishna had one client that he lent out a little over $300,000 in 1 year. And he didn't know it at the time, but he was making a 5-point spread on all the money he lent to him. He made over $15,000 net that year without putting up a penny of his own money. In fact, he used a credit line, so he wouldn't have to pay any of the interest while the money wasn't in use. He made 50 grand using the bank's money. I'm sure you have other questions concerning private lending. I'll address the most common ones right now. If I miss any, we can fill in the blanks later for you. First, can you use your IRA or 401k to make these loans? You bet you can. Absolutely you can. In fact, it's a great use for them, and what better way to grow than tax-free? If it's your IRA, it must be self-directed. This is easy to accomplish. It's only a matter of moving it to an administrator of your choice. We use SunWest Trust, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It took Krishna several years to find them, and after dealing with a few administrators that made life miserable, he found them easy to work with. He even has his IRA with them, as well as several other clients. The website to get a hold of SunWest Trust is www.sunwesttrust.com. Go there and explore for yourself. They've been around for a long time. They have thousands and thousands of IRAs, and we think you will find them a pleasure to deal with. Now, don't worry, this is not a rollover with penalties from the IRS. It's merely a transfer from one administrator to another. If you're going to use your IRA to make loans, you'll find this necessary step because most people have their IRAs housed with a company that will not allow them to make loans or, in fact, make any kind of investments other than what's on their list. We call those multiple choice IRAs, not truly self-directed IRAs. With SunWest Trust, you will be allowed to do what you want with your IRA and not what someone else insists that you do that's on their list. If you're using a 401k, you must be in control of writing that check. You'll find it difficult to get your employer to direct your company's pension plan to private loans. They're usually managed by stockbrokers with guidelines, and they'll do what they want and you won't change their mind. Now, of course, if you recently left a job, that 401k belongs to you. They have to allow you to transfer to a traditional IRA if you so choose. So you might want to check that out and transfer to SunWest Trust and start making private loans. Krishna had several of his lenders take it out of their company's plan and shift it to their own self-directed IRAs. You might want to consider doing the same if it's applicable to your circumstances and if your company plan doesn't have a history of high yield, which is likely. Second question, is this a security or a mortgage deal? Well, the answer is yes and no. Technically, it is a security. Any debt is a security, but it's not a security that you're going to need a license for or register with the SEC or anything of that nature. You will own the whole loan with no other participants. You're in control all the way, which makes this a better investment than all other vehicles Krishna knows of. Only when loans are pooled does it become a security needing registration. When we find a house, we will know what it takes to get the job done and relay that to you, at which point you decide if you're in or out based on the loan amount needed and any other factors you feel are important. If the borrower needs to borrow more than you have available, they have to find another lender, put up some money of their own, or in some cases, Krishna has funded with more than one investor by simply giving one investor a first mortgage or trust deed and the other a second. Two separate loans, but secured by the same property. Of course, the second mortgage holder must know it's a second, and he will be willing to accept the inferior position. Frankly, it shouldn't matter as long as the total loan to value doesn't exceed 65% of the after repair value of the property. For example, if the house appraises at $100,000 and the borrower needs $65,000, he or she may split the loan into $50,000 first and a $15,000 second. Both loans are still well secured because the total loan to value ratio does not exceed 65%. Splitting notes is more common in areas where property values are high, and an investor would need a large amount of capital to make the deal work for the borrower. In most areas, the average loan will run between $40,000 and $100,000. If your available capital is less than $40,000, you still may get involved by working with another lender and agreeing to take a second position. Sometimes there will be a need for a smaller first mortgage depending on where it is. Third, who handles the paperwork? Well, it won't be you. You should never write a check directly to the borrower. All real estate closings should be done by a real estate attorney, a title company, or escrow company, depending on your state. Your check will be made out directly to the closing agent for the gross amount of the loan. All expenses will be paid by the borrower and will be deducted from the proceeds at the closing, just like any loan done anywhere else, regardless who the lender is. It then becomes the closing agent's responsibility to receive your funds and make sure all documents are in place to secure your investments. You do not do any paperwork. You simply commit to make the loan and get the money to the closing agent when it's time. Next question. Well, how do I know what documents I'll need? Well, when making any investment, you should seek the advice of professionals and let them handle the details for you. It's no different here. Krishna has made several loans in the past, like the ones we've discussed. Here's a list of the items he always insists on getting, and if they aren't at the closing table, the funds don't get dispersed. It's as simple as that. No exceptions for him. First, he wants an appraisal verifying his loan doesn't exceed 65% of the value of the property. Second, he wants title insurance, and it must be issued at the closing, naming you the lender as the insured. This protects you against title defects, which could affect your collateral. Third, he wants fire insurance, naming the lender on the policy, so if the house burns down, you get a check for the full amount of the loan. And fourth, when you receive your package, after the closing, it should contain the original note and a copy of the original trust deed, which will be recorded and mailed to you by the closing agent. Again, a good closing agent hired to represent you makes all this easy for you and ensures proper execution. It's also common for you to hire an attorney and the fee be paid by the borrower. In fact, Krishna insists on this. The banks do it every day. Again, you do nothing but make a decision and wire the money to the closing agent. They do all the rest, and they will get you a package back with all the proper documentation and make sure it gets recorded to protect your interests. Next question. Is this a long-term investment? Well, that's up to you and the borrower. 90% of the loans Krishna funds are interest-only with no monthly payment. Accruing interest for maybe a 2-year balloon with all the principal and interest due at that time or when the home is sold, whichever comes first. However, this can be arranged any way you want it to, whatever it takes to meet you and the borrower's needs and your investment plan. The longer the money stays out, the longer it gets a high rate of return, the faster it's going to grow. Many lenders like to keep the money out and collect interest only, or in fact have it accrue interest. One of Krishna's favorite ways to make loans is accruing interest without monthly payments. He doesn't want to mess with it. He puts a principal loan on it. Let's say he's loaning $50,000, and if he's loaning the money at 7%, he'll put it on a 2-year term. He'll just let them pay back the principal and the interest at the end of the 2-year term. It saves him from collecting interest payments, and it's very nice for the borrower as well. It helps their monthly cash flow while they don't have a monthly payment to make. Yes, their principal keeps getting bigger, but at a 65% loan-to-value ratio, he doesn't have to worry about that, especially with the short term we usually put on the mortgage or trust deed. Sometimes, your borrower will only want to use the money for a few months because he or she intends to rehab and resell the property or refinance it. And sometimes the borrower will want to sell it with owner financing. That gives their borrower time to go refinance at a later date and cash you out sometime in the future. Frankly, the longer the loan is out, the longer the term you're going to be making, the higher interest rate you will get back. Krishna has learned this is the power of owner financing, how it greatly increases the profits by being a little patient and certainly makes the house a lot easier to sell. If it's a short term, you win, and if it's long term, you win. And this should be disclosed and discussed with the borrower on a case-by-case basis. Next question is, do you have to collect payments? The answer is absolutely not. You can if you want, but Krishna wouldn't suggest it. Many banks will collect them and deposit it into your account and send you the annual 1098 form to the borrower and you, or their companies that will do it for you on a national basis. He's done it both ways. But frankly, as I said, Krishna mostly deals with accruing loans today, so there aren't really any payments to collect, so it's not a big issue for him. That's entirely up to you, though. If you want to collect them, you can, but frankly, you've probably got better things to do than mess around with collecting monthly payments, and he can assure you that your borrower would just as soon not have send you one either. Something you guys can work out together. Is making a private loan really a safe investment? If you apply your common sense and don't break the rules, it's as safe as any other high-yield investment and a whole lot safer than most. In fact, Krishna's opinion is that it's a lot safer than the stock market. Think about it. With stocks, you're betting on companies you know little about, and the volatility of the market is out of control. You can do well one year and get wiped out the next. Every day, you're wondering if you're gaining or losing, and the only choice you get to make is when you buy or sell. Now, that's risky. I don't care how good you think you are, you don't get to make the rules in the stock market. Your investment is at the mercy of the ever-changing circumstances. Compare that to mortgage loans. With mortgage loans, your return is fixed. It won't change regardless of the market is up and down or sideways. While the market investors are jumping out of the windows, you'll be smiling because today's fickle circumstances didn't affect your money. Your loans are secured by real estate that you can see, and they aren't going anywhere regardless of what the stock market does. The face amount of that note is what it is, and that's the minimum amount of return you're going to get. So you have a large hedge factor to protect yourself if things don't go as planned. You get to make the rules, not be a slave to someone else's rules. The term rate and conditions are what you say they are. If you make a loan at 7%, that's your return. No guesswork there. You'll be building personal relationships with your borrowers that could lead to other lucrative opportunities or joint ventures. When people build wealth together and prosper from each other's effort, it sometimes creates long-lasting friendships. This has certainly been the case for Krishna. It's one of those side benefits of having nothing to do with the money. Over the past few years, he's played the market and dealt in options and mutual funds and money markets and CDs and a few other off-the-wall investments. Some of these ventures made money, some of them didn't. He has found nothing that's given him the safety, stability, high return that he gets from private lending, and he has never lost money making private lending loans. In fact, he's always made at least the minimum amount shown on the note, which is the least you can make if you do it correctly. Next question. Should you put all of your money in loans? Well, probably not. A little diversity wouldn't hurt, but you do owe it to yourself to check it out. Why not give it a try? I'm sure you have other questions you need answered. If so, let's have a chat. Krishna would love to hear from you. It was Krishna's job to open the door and mine to bring you the message. Now it's up to you to take action. By the way, if you're interested in learning more about becoming a real estate entrepreneur and how to make a fortune in the real estate field, go to amantranventures.com. That's AmantranVentures.com, ventures.com. And there you'll see Krishna's smiling face and you'll learn all about him and how he's making millionaires all over. I've enjoyed this little chat with you and I hope it has gotten you thinking. Until next time, this has been Justin Gray on behalf of Krishna Jaswal. He wants to wish you wealth, happiness, and he hopes all of your children have rich parents. Thanks.